Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire show. My name is Terrell Sumter. Guys, I'm very grateful, thankful, and graceful to be here yet another day. That's never a promise, guys. Listen, man, we're in December now. We're a month away from 2020. It's looking like a big year of bliss, abundance, success, love, tremendous growth for each and every last one of us. Guys, now you know how I start the show each and every time. I just want you all to close your eyes. 5 to 10 seconds, and I want you to just visualize, where do you see yourself, guys, the next month or two? Like, really. And I want you to reflect on an experience that you really had, and it grew. You grew from that experience, and it helped you allow to push yourself through that door that once was closed. Now I want you to breathe in and breathe out and open. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I've really got a special guest on the show today. Me and this gentleman connected via LinkedIn, the power of social media, the power of connection. And I'm really looking forward to interviewing this gentleman, conversating, diving deep into his story. Someone who travels the world, who's making a tremendous impact on the world today, and many more people, man. Not only in my life, but many more people too. Guys, this gentleman here, man, is a CEO and founder of an Indispensable Now. He's a mindset disruptor, dynamic international motivational speaker, and author. He travels all around the world using his unique story of growing up with a physical disability and the challenges associated with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce you to this gentleman, I just want you to take your notepads and your pens out, because you're going to need it to implement into your life. His main message is to never allow your struggle to become your standard and how to dominate your life in business. Guys, I want to introduce you to my dear friend, the one and only man, Mr. Jose Flores. Jose, welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm excited to impact your audience.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for being present today, good brother. Honestly, Jose, I know it's your first time on the show. If you can really just dive deep into your story, that'd be awesome, man. Where it all started, where you grew up at, that'd be good.
Yeah. So just, you know, I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. You know, so I'm a city boy, and I had a great childhood. You know, I had a great childhood. I was able to, at that time, I was able to walk and run and skateboard and climb trees and just do all the, you know, fun things that normal young boys do. And when I was 3 years old, my mom and my family noticed that I had a little walk, a little kind of look like a little funny walk to the way I walked. And they were like, oh, look at him. He looks so cute. He looks like a little tough guy. And they noticed that little limp that I was walking with wasn't going away. So they went to take me to get checked at 3 years old. And I had a muscle biopsy done, and I was diagnosed with a neuromuscular condition called spinal muscular atrophy. And basically what that does is, the older I get, the weaker my muscles get. And the doctors said that they were, you know, by the age of 15, I'd end up in a wheelchair, and they weren't even expecting me to live past my teenage years. But I have good news for everybody, because this year, back in February on the 25th, I celebrated my 42nd birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. And, you know, I didn't end up in a wheelchair until I was 22 years old. And so I've been in the wheelchair for 20 years. And you can imagine when you're young and you're trying to, you know, figure life out and see, you know, what your future is, difficult to maneuver through life when you have that type of situation.
And so true.
You know, and so, yeah, so, you know, growing up was good when I was younger, but once I got to high school, that's when, you know, the condition really started to kick in, and that's when things start to get difficult for me. And like I said, you know, I didn't end up in a wheelchair until I was 22. So you can imagine when you turn 20, 21, you know, you that's when you start realizing and thinking, man, you're officially an adult now, and you're trying to look at, you know, take advantage of all the opportunities that life has for you, and you know, what your future is going to look like. And so here I am thinking that my life is about to begin. And then from one day to the next, I lose my ability to walk. And I'm thinking that my life is over. Like, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. And very much because, you know, because of my situation and my circumstances. And plus the mindset that I had I was just like, oh man, I'm done. Like, my life is over. I'm not going to be able to do anything great. I'm not going to be able to make, you know, any significance or leave any mark or legacy. And that was the mindset that I had for several years, you know, and then just going through life and getting older and learning and understanding, man. You know, as I was losing my ability to walk and move my arms the way I wanted to and just do normal things that a lot of us take for granted, you know, I just started focusing. I was focusing a lot on the things that I couldn't do. And then when there was a moment in my life when I was like in my late 20s, early 30s, and I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired, man. And I made a choice. I made a choice and a decision that I knew that there was more than life than just living and dying in this wheelchair. And I wanted to go after it. And that's exactly what I did. I started, you know, Googling and YouTubing all type of different things. And next thing you know, here I am, you know, 4 years later, traveling the world, international motivational speaker, author. You know, I'm writing my third book now with my wife. And
congratulations.
Yeah, man, life is good, man. Life has been good, brother. And it all happened because there was a shifting in my mindset and in my thinking and attitude and the way that I was looking at life. You know, instead of looking at the cup, you know, half empty or half full, I'm always looking at the cup all the way full now.
All right. You know? Absolutely. I love that, man. So much to be inspired by and moved by, honestly, because here you have a gentleman who was able to walk, run, and do all he could, you know, and then years later, as he in his teenage years, he told that he would never be able to walk again or he, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, man, and that's why I use this to inspire before we expire, brother, because people don't know tomorrow's never promised, man. You just never know a battle somebody is facing behind closed doors, you know, and things of that nature. And luckily, or not luckily, but within God's grace, it didn't happen as a teenager. It happened later in the, you know, as your 20s and stuff like that. So let me ask you, man, like, what was your thought process when this occurred and everything of that nature? And just like, what did you really learn from this, like from this whole situation that you had to really go through, and what really kept you to say, man, it's not over until it's over?
Yeah, man, just the thought to know that, you know, we all have more inside of us than that we're capable of doing than we think we are.
Right.
And no matter where you are in life, you know, you might be thinking like, oh, I'm doing everything I can, and you're not. There's always more that you can be doing, more that you can be learning, and more that you can be growing.
And, so true.
So, and you know, in life is success is a journey that never ends, man. You know, it never ends until we expire, right? Until we take that last breath. And so, you know, it's a constant in our life, just learning and growing. But the problem is that you see a lot of folks that they settle and they get comfortable with where they are, and they stop learning, they stop growing, and they stop becoming who they really want to be, because it takes a lot of work. And a lot of people don't like to work, you know? They don't like to put that extra work in. They just do what's required of them. They do the bare minimum, or they just want to do whatever their job title is. And that's not how you win in life, man. And winning in life is about helping other people. As you grow, you help other people grow, and it's a win-win situation. And then life just has a way of rewarding you in ways that you can never imagine when you start to put in that little bit of extra work every single day on a consistent basis.
So true. I love it, man. I love it. Absolutely. So what is some advice you'll really give to some young people right now, man? Listen, I got a lot of younger listeners right now that may be going through similar, man, may have this small disability or may just feel stuck at this moment, Jose. Like, what's something you'll really share with them that you haven't really got to share with the young person in such a long time or so?
Yeah, you know, I would just say, man, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I know that, you know, life can get difficult in different situations, different circumstances. For me, it's a wheelchair. For other people, it may be low self-esteem or anxiety or depression or losing a parent or losing a loved one, a brother, a sister, or something like that. Maybe losing a job or maybe just feeling like you're not good enough.
Right.
Okay? I know what that feels like, and I'm speaking from experience, and I know that there is light at the end of the tunnel now. You know what I mean? Because I'm in the light. And so I just want to encourage you, man, no matter what you're going through, man, keep moving forward, you know? One of my things that I'm always saying is that I won't stop until I win. And winning, again, is one of those things that you don't just win and then it's game over. There's always another win you got to win. There's always another battle, another project, another life that you can impact or inspire or encourage. You know, there's always another win. You know, so the key to life is just to get those back-to-back wins. Now, are you gonna lose sometimes? Absolutely, you know. But the point is just get back up, wipe the dirt off, and keep moving forward and find that other win.
That's big. I love that you said see the light at the end of the tunnel. Inspire Before We Expire community, please, please implement this into your life, man, because it's more than just hearing but listening and implementing. Thank you for sharing that, man. Honestly. I wanted to ask, man, who is it really, man, that helped you get through this process, though, man? Who was it really in your corner every step of the way that really seen something much more, you know, to allow you to see something in yourself as well that, man, I can reach those heights that I desire to get to?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, man, I didn't have anybody. I didn't have a mentor in my life. I didn't have somebody that I can look up to. You know what I mean? I had my family and they were always, my mom was always like, man, you can do whatever you put your mind to, you know, but it's different when it's coming from, you know, from your mom, because you kind of think like that's what they're supposed to tell you. You know what I mean? But I never had any outside influences like a mentor or a coach or something to that nature, you know, giving me the information, giving me the wisdom, giving me the knowledge and saying, hey, take this path or don't take that path or watch these pitfalls. I didn't really have anybody like that. You know, so I pretty much learned on my own. But one of the things that really helped me through the process was when I started going to church with my mom and building my relationship, you know, with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm a man of faith, and that process alone right there was helped me personally, you know, helped me personally to navigate through life and, you know, to just start seeing a bigger vision for myself. So that really helped me out a lot. But then as I got older and I really started looking into personal development and motivational speaking, I did find a mentor who goes by the name of Les Brown. And for those of your listeners who don't know who he is, he's the world's top motivational speaker that ever lived. And he's a living legend. He's an icon. He's a global icon. And if you haven't heard of him, Google him, YouTube him, watch some of his stuff. The man is amazing. And, you know, it was just a matter of the right place, the right time. And on top of that, I was putting in the work because I was prepared. When I saw him and I met him, I was prepared with all my information and I gave him my information. And he literally called me the next day. You know, I was at work. It was a night, gave him my information. Thursday, I go back to work and I get a phone call and it's Les Brown calling me, just telling me that he loves what I'm doing. He likes what he sees. And, That was 4 years ago. And we've been working together ever since. He just wrote the forward to the book that I wrote last year, which is amazing. And I went on tour with him last year as well. 26 cities, and it was amazing, man. We had a blast. And he just put me under his wing, man, and he really showed me what it took to be a great, you know, a great speaker, great influencer. And I've been doing this full time for 2 years now. You know, I started my company 4 years ago, but I've been speaking professionally full time for 2 years. And then I've just been able to soar and do some amazing things, be around some amazing people. But it's because, you know, I was willing to put the work in and I was willing to make the necessary changes and adjustments that needed to be changed for me to go to the next level.
My man, I love that, man. I love that. I love that you know how you said that. But I was listening to one of your interviews, man. I want you to dive into that as well. I know you kind of, boom, you know what I mean? But I wanted you to really to talk about how you went to this event. Because you came from corporate, correct? You climbed up that corporate ladder. Then, you know, something happened where you like, this is not enough. I want to get into personal development. So share with us, man, about the event that you went to and everything of that nature. I guess it was get motivated and how you went there consistent, you know, was able to talk to the CEO. Please share that with the audience, man, because some people, they hear that, oh, you know, you met Les Brown, you work with Les Brown, you're traveling with Les Brown, everything of that nature. But when you go to that, oh, from where it happened begin, and it's like, man, that's, anything is bound to happen. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen with God's timing. So if you can dive into that, Jose, that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, man. So I was working a regular job, just like, you know, like everybody else, 9 to 5, working in corporate America. I was making decent money. And but again, like I knew that I was there, but I knew I wasn't really functioning in my purpose and my calling, which was to impact the lives of millions of people. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that at my job. I knew I've inspired, like, my coworkers. They love seeing me at work and smile. I'm always smiling and always have a positive attitude. But I knew that there was more people out there to be reached. And so You know, it was in December. So for those of you who work a job or in corporate America, you know that you get PTO, which is personal time off. In other words, it's vacation time. So, you know, you get it every January, it renews. And by the end of the year, you know, if you don't have any, you don't have any. You know, once you run out of it, you run out of it, you don't get it again till the next year. So this was in December, this event that Terrell is talking about. It was in December. It was called the Get Motivated Seminars. You can Google them. They go on tour every year all over the United States, different cities. And so they happened to be in my city, which was in, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. And it was a free event. And I was like, man, I want to go. Les Brown is going to be speaking. I want to go. He's been my mentor. I want to finally meet him. And so I had to take the day off unpaid. You know, I took the day off, but it was unpaid. Now, mind you, it's in December. That's Christmas time. It's also my son's birthday is at the end of December. And my wife and I are both out of vacation time because we had already taken our family vacations for Thanksgiving. So now my wife and I both have to take the day off unpaid. So that's 2 days unpaid. And we go to this event. You know, we did what we had to do. I wanted to chase my dream. I wanted to meet my mentor. So we did what we had to do. I pulled the trigger. I made an executive decision. And we took the day off and we went to this event. So I went to the event with the intentions of meeting Les Brown. And unfortunately, I couldn't meet him because he had so many people waiting for him that knew him and VIP and all of that. So I just missed that opportunity. But because I showed up, I was able to meet the CEO of Get Motivated Seminars. And he was like, man, I heard that you're an up-and-coming speaker. And I was like, yeah. He was like, well, you know, are you around next week? I said, why? He said, because we're on tour right now. We're going to the West Palm Beach Convention Center, which was like about, that's like about 30, 40 minutes away from where I live. And he was like, man, if you can make it, I'll give you 10 minutes to show me what you got.
Mm.
And that's the power of showing up, man. Sometimes
yes.
You don't know who's going to be in a building. You don't know who you'll be able to meet, who you can rub shoulders with, who can help take you to that next level. And because I showed up and I met the CEO, he invited me to come the following week to go and speak at this event in front of 3,500 people. That was the largest group of people that I've ever spoken in front of. There were 3,500 people in attendance. And I was out, man, I ain't gonna lie, I was scared, man. But you know what? I went anyhow. And again, it was the following week. So my wife and I had to take another day unpaid. And this was in the same pay period. So, you know, some people get paid weekly, some people get paid bi-weekly.
Wow.
And my wife and I get paid, we had the same schedule. And so that was 4 days now, unpaid technically, between my wife and I. And again, we was like, man, this is an opportunity that doesn't always come around. But we took the day off, paid, unpaid again, went to the event. I spoke on stage, on the same stage that Les Brown spoke on. It was powerful. I got a standing ovation. It was like I had the time of my life, man. It was like one of the best moments of my life. The energy in the room was amazing. It was just phenomenal. But again, this time I'm thinking like, oh man, I'm definitely gonna meet Les Brown now because now I get to go backstage and you know when he comes here, I'm gonna meet him and everything. And man, long story short, he wound up coming to the event right when he was about to get on stage. So he literally got out the limo, came into the event, got on stage, spoke, and I told my wife, I was like, oh, I want to go back to the front in the audience because I want to watch my man speak again. So I went to the front with my wife. He got off stage, so I told my wife, hey, listen, I'm going to go to the backstage now and go see if I can catch up with him and give him my information. And lo and behold, he literally got off stage, got back into his limo, and drove off. And I was like, oh, wow. Man, I missed him again. But here's the thing, man. This is how God works, man. When we don't know what's happening and we feel like things aren't happening the way we want it to work, sometimes we got to understand that it's not in our timing, but it's in his timing. So
yes.
I was a little upset because I was like, man, I missed my opportunity again. This is the second time I get to see my mentor and I missed him again. I was like, man, I'm never going to catch up with this guy. But I got a phone call from a friend of mine who was speaking in at the Miami Dolphins Stadium in Miami.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, man, I got some extra tickets. If you and your wife want to come, I'm going to be speaking at this event. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try to see, man, because I'm all the way up in West Palm Beach. And that was like an hour away. I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but I'll see. And he was like, hey, man, all right, no problem. He was like, but guess what? I was like, what? He was like, guess who's going to be speaking here? I was like, who? He was like, Les Brown. I was like, oh, that's why he got off the stage and just left because he had to go catch that other event.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I was like, yo, brother, I'll be there. Hold me, save those tickets for me. Keep them at the desk. I'll be there. So I flew from West Palm Beach all the way to Miami. And that's where I met Les Brown, man. And that's where my, that's where my dream came true and my life changed forever, man.
Oh my goodness, man. You just get the chills of listening to this, man, honestly, because this is where it started, you know? Yeah. That place didn't work and it got you to where it got you to corporate. You decided to walk away and make a decision for you. And that's sometimes in life what we have to do, which is make a decision and go closer to that calling that God is telling us, hey, this may be it here. Yeah. And you went to these events. You connected with the CEO. You connected with these people at the event. That one person that you wanted, you like, man, I'm truly inspired by him. I follow his journey. You went to these events and at first you didn't get to meet him. The second time you get to, and you just kept being persistent. The power of persistence and the power of showing up, as you said earlier.
That's right.
Man, congratulations to you, good brother. Honestly, man, because like people understand, man, like these things, like just hearing it and just knowing that it's possible. You know, when we desire to meet and connect with these, because these people are human too, but knowing that they may be on this level, but when we connect with them, we can also get there too, or maybe even higher. Because yeah. they mentored us, right? And every great mentor has a mentor. So what was that first conversation, man, when y'all finally met in person and everything? What was that first conversation like, man?
Yeah, so I met him, man. We made eye contact. Everybody was around him, you know, and we wound up making eye contact. And he saw me, and he knew I was watching him too. And so he started walking my way. Mind you, he had a group of people around him trying to take pictures and get his autograph and everything. And he starts walking my way, and I give him like a little heads up, like, hey, what's up, man? I was like, so he comes up to me, he shakes my hand, and I was like, hey, man, you have no idea. I've been chasing you through three different counties, you know, trying to catch up with you. And I'm glad I finally caught up with you, man. I was like, can I take a picture with you and just shake your hand? And he gave me a big old hug and shook my hand, and we took pictures. And I was like, man, I have a package that I'd like to give you. I have my speaker kit. I'd like to give it to you if I can. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. He was like, is your information in here? And I said, yeah, Les, everything that you need to get a hold of me is in there. You got my email, my phone number, my social media, my website. You got everything, man. And he was like, all right, thank you so much. And that was it, you know. But then, like I said, he called me the next day when I was at work. And, man, I almost fell out my wheelchair when I got that call. And we spoke for about 45 minutes, and we just had a great conversation. He was asking me, some personal questions about family, because for those of you who know his story, you know, he's a family man, and he's a twin brother, you know, who was born in an abandoned building. His mother gave birth to them in an abandoned building and then gave him up for adoption. So he has an amazing story himself, and you know, we shared some stories, we shared some information, and he was like, he just asked me, he's like, man, how can I help you? And I told him what I was looking to do. And he was like, yeah, man, I would love to help you. I would love to, you know, coach you and mentor you. And this man charges several thousands of dollars, like $40,000 for personal mentorship. And this man, you know, he offered to help me out. And I'm so grateful for him for that, you know, to him for that. And then like a month later, he actually reached out to me and invited my wife and I to one of his training events. And again, that was another pivotal moment in my life as well. And we went over there as his guest. It was in Orlando, Florida. We went up there and we had the time of our lives, man. And it was absolutely amazing, brother.
That's amazing, man. I love that. I love that, man. Honestly, so now here you are, man. You know, honestly, man, a beautiful soul, man. And I've did some impacting things in the world. All around the world today. So tell us about Indispensable Now, man, and everything of that nature, and you know, about the traveling and going to different events, speaking to different people, younger people as well, with you know, similar disability challenges and things of that nature, man. So feel free to dive into your company, man, and all what you guys are about.
Yeah, man. So the company is Indispensable Now, and the reason I started the company was, you know, as a speaking, I started it as a clothing line because.
Okay.
I made t-shirts and hoodies, and I still got a few, but my purpose of doing that was to start a clothing line, but just to get my foot into the entrepreneurial world. So I started the clothing line, but it was really with the intention to become a speaker. That's what I really wanted to do. That was my ultimate goal. And so I started the company Indispensable Now. And if you guys Google Indispensable and what that means, The definition of being indispensable is being absolutely necessary, very important, and non-replaceable. And those are three things that I didn't feel when I was growing up. So I just felt that it fit perfectly for me because we all need to understand and know that we are indispensable. All of us are. And especially when you go to corporate America, you hear that them say that no one is indispensable, right? Because that's because you're functioning in a position capacity or a title. You're carrying a title, but no one can replace any of us. We are all non-replaceable. Nobody could be a better Jose than me. Nobody could be a better Terrell than you, right? We are who we are. And once we understand that and we know that we have gifts, talents, and abilities that no one else has but us, that we were born with, because we were all born with different skill sets and gifts and talents, no one can replace who we are, what we do, how we think. No one on this planet is the exact same individual. So we aren't replaceable. We're non-replaceable. And so when people can understand that and really hone in on what their gifts, talents, and abilities are and really perfect them and master them, that's when life changes, man. That's when life changes, because that's when you become an expert and people pay for expert.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, Jose, how do we stay focused, man, in a room full of sirens? Like, let me rephrase that question. How do we stay focused, man, when there's so much sirens and stuff going on around us? Like, how do we really come clear within ourselves?
Yeah, man, you have to stay laser focused, man. We live in a noisy world. We live in a noisy world. We have noisy families. We have no noisy friends, noisy coworkers, but we have to stay laser focused with what our assignment is and what the mission is, right? So we have to stay in alignment with our assignment, and we have to head towards our mission constantly, you know. And I use the analogy of like people who are in the service, like people who are in the military. They get assignments, they get missions, they got to go and they got to complete the mission, right? And they got to stay focused. Some of those guys that are out at war, there's bombs exploding, helicopters overhead, people yelling, screaming, crying, jets flying by. How do they stay focused? It's because they keep their mind on the mission. They keep their mind on the mission and what needs to get done to get that mission accomplished. And it goes the same way in life, man. Any area in life, whatever you want to get done, you got to focus on the mission. If you want to lose weight, and that means you got to go to the gym. You got to stay focused on the mission. If you want to build muscle and you got to go to the weight, you got to lift those weights, you got to stay focused on the mission. If you're trying to get that promotion at work, you got to figure out what needs to be done for you to get there. You got to focus on the mission. If you're trying to repair a relationship, a marriage, a friendship, whatever it is, you got to figure out what needs to be done, how you're going to get there, and stay focused on the mission. So it's just a lifestyle, man. You got to stay focused because we live in a noisy world. Social media, kids, husbands, wives, families, friends, everybody's everywhere we go and everywhere we turn, there's always something that's fighting for our attention. And we can easily get distracted by that. And I do too. I mean, I'm human as well. Sometimes I get distracted, but I've come to a point in my life where I understand and I recognize when a distraction is a distraction, and I know how to pull away from that and get back focused on the mission.
Absolutely. I love that, man. That's amazing. I just love the energy, man. Honestly, you're right. We do live in this world, man, especially like with social media and stuff like that, but we can turn those negatives into positive and just remain focused on what's important, that bigger picture, that bigger mission, man. Truly what God called us to do. I love that. Jose, what I love to do each and every episode, man, is to show gratitude to each and every last one of my special guests, man. You all are phenomenal people from different walks of life. I just wanted to say, man, I know many interviews you may not accept and stuff like that because it's so much of a busy schedule, so much traveling and everything of that nature. I just want to say, man, thank you for being with us today here on the Inspire Before You Expire show, man. You're bringing so much value. You're bringing the power. You're bringing so much knowledge, love, and light into the lives of not only our younger people, but other people as well, maybe middle-aged, older people that's around the world tuned in today, man. Honestly, you just don't know. Like, it doesn't. It's bigger than me. But for our people that's listening, man, that's really tuned in and getting this, man, they probably seen you on TV. They probably, you know, they seen you, you know, connected with these guys, Tim Groover, Les Brown, and other phenomenal individuals in their own league. And now they're like, man, I get to listen to this guy on the Inspire Before We Expire with Rail. I get to, you know, he's really making an impact. So I just want to say, man, thank you with all gratitude from the love, from heart, bro. Like, thank you for being here, man, and being present, but not giving up on your journey in the beginning when this was told to you, but you kept moving and kept going. It's going truly, truly not only inspire, man, but it's going to move somebody else in a positive direction as well, good brother.
No, man, I appreciate it, man. And I want to give you a shout out as well and let your listeners know that, you know, there's a way to ask and there's a way not to ask when you're dealing with people that have influence. And the way that you reached out to me, man, was professional, was classy. And plus, when I saw the title, Inspire Before You Expire, I love that as well. So that's why, you know, I didn't hesitate to get on your podcast. But I just want to let people know, too, man, that, you know, you put the work in, Terrell. You sent the message. You know what I mean? You reached out. You did the work, right? And that's what people are lacking nowadays. People want to go to the next level, but they're not willing to do the work that's required to get there, man. And that's right. What you're doing, brother. So keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on inspiring. Keep on bringing that content. Keep leveling up every time you get a chance to. And not only you, but your listeners as well, man. Because, listen, at the end of the day, we all have our own stories. We all have our own situations, our own set of circumstances, our own problems, our own issues. But it's how you deal with those issues and how you handle those issues and how you navigate through them that's going to determine what your future is going to look like, what the future that you want is going to look like. So I'm always saying, man, if you want to be average and live average and do average things, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you want more, then you gotta pull more out of yourself and you gotta do more in order for you to get there.
Absolutely. Good brother. I love that, man. I have just two or three more questions for you and everything of that nature. I wanted to ask you, man, what's the definition of true sacrifice to you, man?
Man, true sacrifice to me is giving up what you want today and waiting a little bit until tomorrow to get it. That's delayed gratification. Like a lot of times in life, what I'm saying for those of you that are listening is that a lot of times we want everything right now. We want that new cell phone. We want that new car. We want that new house. We want that, you know, we want that new whatever that thing is in your life. We want it right now. We don't want to wait. And sacrifice means saying, no, I'm not going to get that right now because I want to accomplish this. So I'm going to wait a little while. And when I feel comfortable or if I feel it's the right time, then I'll make that move. But a lot of times we make moves without really understanding or seeing the big picture, and we don't sacrifice. And then that's when things get messed up. So sacrifice, man, is just, you know, putting off what you want now for something greater later.
Absolutely. I love that. It gets greater later. That's something I always use as well. Thank you for sharing, man. And out of all the places you've been, man, and spoke around in crowds, what do you feel like the most enjoyable and just impactful big moment that you really enjoy, whether it was with you, Les Brown, or your wife? You know, I know she's part of the picture too.
Yeah.
Shout out to her as well.
Yeah.
What would you say that big moment, man, just epic breakthrough moment was?
Well, you know, I've had a few of them, man, you know, and obviously, you know, the one with Les Brown was amazing. You know, I met him in December of 2015, and in November of 2016, I was already sharing the stage with him. So less than a year later, I was literally sharing the same stage with him. He invited me to an event with him. So it was amazing, you know what I mean? So that was one of the most amazing moments in my life where I was able to impact a large number of people. There was at least 1,000 people in that room, or if not more. So that was a definitely defining moment in my life. But there was one, man, you know, and a lot of times we think that those big opportunities or those big moments are the main moments. But I want to just share with you and your audience that one of the main things that shifted my mindset was I was speaking at a high school, man. I was speaking at a high school one time, and it was in the beginning of my career, and it gets me a little emotional, so I apologize, but, you know, it was in the beginning of me speaking. I was speaking at a high school. I was sharing with you, and it was in the inner city. It was like one of these high schools that, you know, have, like, kids that are underprivileged, but there was this one girl in the audience that came up to me afterwards. And I was sharing my story about me having the neuromuscular condition and whatnot. And she came up to me and she said, you know, Mr. Jose, she was a senior in high school, but she had a dual enrollment. So, I mean, she would go to high school half a day, and then the second half a day, she would go to college. So she would get college credits. Right. So that means that when she graduated high school, she would graduate her and get her high school diploma, but she would also have a 2 years associate's degree as well upon graduating high school. So very smart girl. And she came up to me and she said, you know what, Mr. Jose, I was, I was thinking about dropping out of college and quitting college because it was becoming very difficult for me. It was very demanding. I'm only 17 years old. There's a lot of responsibility that I have on my shoulders. I'm telling you, this girl was very, very intelligent. And she said, and you sharing your story about your neuromuscular condition and what you have to go through in life really touched me, because I'm actually going to college because I want to be a neurosurgeon. And I said, wow. And she said, after hearing you speak, you really changed my mind about dropping out of college, because who knows, maybe I might be the one to find a cure for what you have. And that just blew me away, man. I was like, wow. So it's like,
indeed.
It was a small setting. There was about 30 kids in the room, maybe. And that moment right there, man, showed me without a shadow of a doubt that I was doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because if I can change that little girl's life, and dropping out of college and not fulfilling her calling and her and help and God used me to help change her mind, then man, if that's all I did for the rest of my life, that right there would be worth it all, man.
Oh, I just felt so much chills just now, man. Those moments are big, and you're right. It ain't about the big stages and stuff like that, man. It's about impacting them young people, man. Because they get sent to us, and we get sent to them for a reason. You know, like, I know that meant so much to where you can remember that to today. Yeah. You know, sharing that moment with 30, 40 kids or so like that. And that one young lady, man, that one avatar, man, that one special young lady. And she's going to live up to pursue her dreams and make things happen in life. I love that you shared that, man. Thank you so much for sharing that. Honestly, I love that.
Yeah, man.
And big shout out to her as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
What city was it?
It was in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
Got you. So, I know you like to get into mental toughness. You know, I know that's something that you're big on as well. So, I just wanted you to share something, you know, like how to really not just keep the mental sharp at times, but what also are some day habits that you have, your daily routine that you really use that can really help somebody else that's just really going through a similar path, wanting to be an entrepreneur, speaker, coach, consultant, etc.
Well, for me, you know, I was forced to be able to develop a mental toughness mindset. It wasn't like it was something that was, I mean, I was a tough kid. Like I said, I grew up in the Bronx, New York, so I was a pretty tough kid. But, you know, when life gets tough, sometimes people just, you know, they can't handle it. But with my condition, every time my body went through a new phase of getting weaker and me not being able to do something, I was always having to constantly learn how to adapt and adjust to different situations and figure out new things, figure out new ways how to pick things up the floor, or, you know, open up a soda bottle, you know, little simple things like that that nobody thinks twice about doing. Now I'm not able to do it. Now I got to figure out ways to do these things. And so that's how I've been able to develop that mental toughness, because I was kind of forced to or pushed to. I didn't have a choice whether I wanted to or not. It was like, hey, either you're going to figure this out or you're just going to rot in this wheelchair and die out. And I knew that wasn't an option for me. So I think like my condition has helped me to develop that mental toughness. But for those people who may not be being forced to do that, and you're just wondering how you can develop that mental resilience and that mental toughness for whatever situation you may be going through, one of the things I want to encourage you to do that really, really works, and this may sound cliche and you hear a lot of people talk about it, but it really actually works, is you have to develop an attitude of gratitude. When you start to think about what you don't have and things that aren't happening for you, switch that mindset immediately. Like, recognize that you're having a negative thought and you have the power to switch that immediately and just start thinking about what you're grateful for.
Yes.
What you do have, right? So maybe you may not be traveling the world like me, but you have the ability to walk and get up and use the bathroom and take a shower. Like, to see sometimes for some people that have that ability, they don't recognize that as being something to be grateful for, because they have it and they use it without even thinking about it. It's like brushing your teeth or combing your hair or getting dressed on your own or taking a shower by yourself or using a bathroom by yourself, things that I can't do. You know, you can do it. Be grateful for that. When you wake up and you have a bad day or you feel like or something negative happened, just say, you know what? I'm thankful that I'm able to breathe on my own. I'm thankful that I'm able to tie my shoes. I'm thankful that I'm able to get dressed on my own. I'm thankful that I'm able to sit and stand and walk. Like, and once you start doing that, the mind has a way of shifting from a negative to a positive fairly quickly, because now you're training your brain to be grateful. And when you experience those moments where you're having a bad day or something negative happened or somebody rubbed you the wrong way, just start thinking about the things that you have and the capabilities that you do have and start being grateful and say, man, I'm thankful that I'm able to do this. I'm thankful that I have a home. I'm thankful that, you know, and it sounds crazy. Like it sounds like, oh, that sounds kind of stupid, but it's not. It's like, listen, if you can be trusted with the little things in life, you'll be trusted with the greater things in life.
Mm.
It starts small, man. It starts small. So it's just doing those little things every single day on a consistent basis, and you're going to start to see change. And again, I use the gym analogy a lot because you have people that want to lose weight. They go to the gym for 2-3 weeks, a month maybe. They don't see really that they lost much, so they give up. But it's like those type of things, man, that really take time. It takes time. You have to develop patience. You have to develop, you know what I mean, an understanding and an awareness and knowing where you are, where you want to go, and how you need to get there. But you have to change your mind. You have to make up your mind, and you have to change your mind. Nobody can do that but you. Like, I can't help. I can't change your mind for you. I can inspire you and motivate you and encourage you and give you some nuggets and help you to change your mind and give you the tools that work for me. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you're not implementing it, if you're not utilizing it, then it's not going to work. You have to be intentional in using the resources and the tools that individuals are giving you, and you have to be willing to implement them. Because at the end of the day, we've all heard a saying that if you make no change, then nothing's going to change.
Mm.
You have to be willing to change, and it starts by changing your mind and your attitude and what you're thinking about.
Absolutely. Powerful, man.
The mindset disruptor.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, man. Powerful. And if you could write a letter to your 20-year-old self, man, what would those words be like?
I would say, hey, listen, buddy, don't wait any longer. Start now. Put the work in now. Look up things now. Research now. Find a mentor now. Because a lot of times they're like, oh, you know, and this is the type of stuff I try to tell my own kids too, you know, because I have two boys, 18,
okay.
And 19. And I'm like, listen, don't, like, I'm kind of hard on them and tough on them. But I'm like, listen, I'm doing this because I know what I've done, and I know what it took me to get to where I am, and it doesn't have to take you that long. It doesn't have to take you that long. You know, I didn't have a mentor in my life to tell me turn left, turn right, do this, do that. You know what I mean? You have that. I'm your father. You have that in your life. You know, I lead by example, and I want you guys to be successful, and I want to set you up for success. So these are the things you need to do. So start now. Don't wait. When all your friends, like my oldest son, he's 19 years old. He already finished EMT school. He already graduated the fire academy. And now in this coming up March, he's going to be finishing paramedic school.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, because he wants to be a firefighter. But I'm telling him, like, yo, while all your boys are chilling, they taking a break from going to school, they may just have part-time jobs or a job that's not really fulfilling, you have a career set up for you that's going to be amazing. And when you turn 40, 45 years old and you're able to retire and live your life, the rest of your boys that weren't putting in that early work, they still gonna have to be killing themselves, breaking their backs, busting their butts, probably just to live an average life. But I know that you want more, and I know that you can get more. So I'm gonna help you get there.
Yes, absolutely, man. I love that. I love that, man. We're speaking of, you know, really just being a father, man. We have some fathers listening too. When it comes to your boys, man, what's the most important thing to you? Like, what's something, as we know, we got to, you know, get them to what they got to get to, but what's something else that really, something that you make sure that you share with them each and every day?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, lead. Number first and foremost, you want to lead by example. You can't tell your kids what to do. You got to show them what to do because we're visual individuals and we do what we see. We don't do what we hear. And so you got to lead by example. But number two is just constantly pour into them, man. Give them information, give them knowledge, give them love, you know, give them understanding, and just set that environment for them to where they can come to you openly, and be patient with them too, man. Like I said, I have two teenage boys, and it's not easy, man. And especially nowadays, you know, sometimes they want to rebel, they don't have their way, they get lippy. You know what I mean? And but just be patient with them. Just try to show as much love as possible. And first and foremost, just lead by example, man.
Absolutely. What's your two boys' name, man? Shout them out.
Yeah, Zion is my oldest son, and Elijah is my youngest son.
Okay.
Easy.
Shout out to Elijah and Zion.
Easy. You know, when they were, and they're entrepreneurs at heart too, man. When they were younger, they used to sell ice cream, and they had a little shop called Easy Ice Cream.
Okay. Absolutely. That's where it started, man. Look at Pop. Pop doing his thing. He started from the bottom, humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I've enjoyed every moment with you, brother. I want to ask you my last question before we get out of here today, man. When it's all said and done, man, what do Mr. Jose Flores want to be remembered for?
Man, you know, I talk about that. That's one of my main talking points, is about how the problem in today's society is that we have too many people dying and leaving liabilities and not enough legacy. And when I die and I'm no longer here, I want people to remember me for all the lives that I've impacted, all the giving that I've gave to people. You know, I give so much to people, and just for who I am and the work that I've done, man, the type of person that I am, my character, my integrity, and the things that I've built, you know, and the books that I've written. That's why I'm writing books, because I want that's legacy, man. When I'm dead and gone, the books will last forever. People can purchase them. They'll be in libraries and things like that. And I also have other people who have books that are in like Howard University, Notre Dame, like books that they've written, academia books, and they've shared my story in their books. So that's legacy, man. That's legacy. That's what I want to be remembered by, man. All the lives that I've been able to inspire and impact through my journey, through my struggle, through my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I noticed last month before 2020, good brother, and we got to bring it in good, man. It ain't here yet, but it will be.
That's right.
What's next for you, man? What's something you're really looking forward to? Any big projects, anything you're working on at the moment?
Man, I'm looking forward to this coming up year, traveling to Europe more and Asia. I'm trying to do some big things this year, man. I've done a couple of international gigs, but I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to go more worldwide. I'm trying to reach more people. You know, I definitely want to do stuff here in my home country, here in the U.S., but I definitely want to get out to, I'm trying to get out to Dubai, London, India, Australia. I'm trying to do things, man. So if there's anybody listening and they're looking to bring in a phenomenal speaker who can make dramatic change and impact, look no further, man. Holler at your boy.
Let's get it. Absolutely. I love that, man. Listen, brother, you can share your social media, anything else you want the people to connect you with, and let's get it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They can connect with me at JoseInspires360.com. JoseInspires360.com. There you'll get all my information, all my social media, all my websites, all my products, my podcast too. I have a podcast as well. And matter of fact, for those of you that are listening, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to go to Inspire Before You Expire podcast. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go and leave a 5-star review and show your boy Terrell some love for what he's doing, the impact that he's making. Leave a 5-star review, put a comment in there, because at the end of the day, that helps us podcasters go up to the next level in rankings. So that'll be amazing. And you can go to mine as well, which is I Won't Stop Until I Win podcast. Some love as well. And what I want to do for you too, Terrell, in the spirit of giving and in the spirit of Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving and everything, for everybody that's listening to this episode, and I want you to email me at joseinspires77@gmail.com, and I'm going to send you a free gift. I'm going to send you a copy of my free audio CD, motivational CD on the power of showing up. It's an MP3 download. I'll send you the code for you to go to my website and download it for free so that you can get inspired. So that's my gift for me to all of Terrell's audience listeners that are listening out there. Just email me at joseinspires77@gmail.com. Tell me that you heard me on his show, and I'll go ahead and have my team send you the link for that free download.
My man. Powerful, man. Powerful, man. I love that, brother. Yeah. Hey, man, I never really did this, brother, and I know you're big on spirituality and God as well, faith. I just want to say a small prayer with you, man, before we get out of here, man.
Absolutely, my brother.
I want to say, that's how I end my sessions, man, when I talk to the juvenile, the linguists and stuff like that, man. I never did that on the show before, man. So yeah, we can bow our hands, brother, like, or if you want to lead it, you know, but definitely, man. Dear Father God, we come to you today and just say thank you, man, for allowing us to come together to be as one. Thank you for allowing me to connect with this phenomenal individual, Jose Flores, man. This gentleman here is making an impact, man. He didn't let the challenge stop him. He allowed that challenge to grow him, to allow him to be the force that he is today, while also growing other people, being a father first, a husband first, and a family man first. as he's continued to bring light, as we are continuing to bring light, Father Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to come together as individuals from different walks of life, Bronx, New York, Philadelphia, PA, any place that we may be around the world that allowed us to be here to share our message, to share our story, to share love. We ask you, Father, look over those younger people that just may not know their direction, may not know what's next for them, may have a hardship, a loss, or maybe facing some adversity, but just knowing humble beginnings don't humble us, but it allows us to continue to be who we desire to be the best version of ourselves, Father Jesus. We thank you to allow us to continue to inspire before we expire, and to also help others shift their mindset and to reach that next level that they desire. Knowing it's never a promise, Father God, but most importantly, stand with prayer, stand with love, walking by faith and not by sight. Jose, if you want, you can share a few words, good brother.
Yeah, man, I just pray that anybody that's listening out there right now, I pray that, you know, that no matter where you are, I want you to know that you're loved, God loves you, Jesus loves you, and that he'll never leave you or forsake you. So whatever you're going through, keep pushing forward. I just pray for you, Terrell, that you have an amazing holiday season, that God continues to exalt you and uplift you and increase you in every area. And all your audience members, man, I just want you to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Keep moving forward, and that God loves you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man, powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, man, there you have it, man. There you have it. The number one episode here on Inspire Before We Expire Now, man. My God, man, Jose Inspires, Jose Flores, the mindset disruptor himself, coming straight out of Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I'm Terrell Sumter. Follow him, support his mission. Stay tuned for some incredible things coming 2020. This is the Inspire Before We Expire show. Leave us a review, leave us a rating, and follow my guy, Mission. And we're out. Woo!